The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and you are listening to the Daily Briefing, where you can get all your updates and resources related to COVID-19 here every day at 3 p.m. and at 6 p.m. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the word coronavirus to 211-211 in any language and chat with someone from the state. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. Our state-level news for today includes a reiteration that the governor and the Department of Health have launched WA Notify. It's an anonymous exposure notification app whose aim is to help stop the spread of COVID-19. Washington residents who add the WA Notify app to their smartphones will be alerted if they spend time near another WA Notify user who later tests positive for COVID-19. Officials have stated that the app uses privacy-preserving technology jointly developed by Google and Apple to remain anonymous without collecting or revealing any location or personal data of users. The app is available in 29 languages and is free to download for iPhone or on Android devices. The states of New York, Virginia, and Colorado, along with the countries of Ireland, Canada, and Germany, already use tools based on this technology. More information is available at coronavirus.wa.gov in the news section or at wanotify.org. Our regional news for today includes that the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department is reporting 282 new COVID-19 cases today, but notes that today's case count is still probably an undercount due to staffing and processing slowdowns related to the holiday and to unprecedented testing volume. The department also continues to play catch up and report cases from 2 to 3 days ago, and the Washington State Department of Health has suspended negative test reporting during this surge of testing results, and consequently, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department isn't updating the test positivity rate or number of total daily test charts on their online dashboards until the state DOH resolves its backlog. Our county's 14-day case rate per 100,000 people is currently sitting at 383. For reference, that figure is recommended to be at 25 per 100,000 in order for the pandemic in our region to be considered under control. More than 30 patients and staff at Western State Psychiatric Hospital have been infected by the most recent outbreak of coronavirus there. One nurse tested positive, followed by 10 patients on a single ward, ranging from ages 62 to 82, along with other employees. The Western State CEO pleaded with all workers at that hospital and at work sites everywhere to hold one another accountable for wearing correct masks and wearing them over both your mouth and nose in order to limit the spread of the disease. Hospital officials are seeking replacement nursing staff to work on the COVID-19 ward and have offered overtime pay. Moving on to City of Tacoma news. The city's weekly city council meeting will take place virtually this evening at 5 p.m. If you'd like to submit a comment relating to an item on the agenda, written public comments can be submitted via email to cityclerk@cityoftacoma.org before 4 p.m., or you can also speak during the meeting to share your public comment if you call in via Zoom. The meeting will be broadcast on TV Tacoma and streamed live on Facebook and at tvtacoma.com. Links can be found on the city's Facebook page or at cityoftacoma.org. The city has also launched a searchable database of Tacoma businesses from sectors that have been hit especially hard by the COVID-19 pandemic. The database is called Celebrate Tacoma. To be included, local retail, restaurant, cafe, and service businesses are invited to participate in a brief survey found at cityoftacoma.org under the section called COVID-19 Updates. And the database itself can be found online at makeittacoma.com. There are many, many free testing sites available in our region, despite whether they be busy or not. If you are in King County, you can visit kingcounty.gov to see the locations. And for Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's mobile testing events for the remainder of the week include tomorrow, December 2nd. The department will be testing at PLU, that's Pacific Lutheran University, and at the Asia Pacific Cultural Center. On Thursday, December 3rd, testing will be held at the Bay Terrace Apartments, located at 2550 South G Street, and at the University of Puget Sound. And on Friday, December 4th, there will be testing at Tacoma Nazarene Church, located at 3640 South M Street, and at Fort Steilacoom Park. No ID is required. Tests are free. Tests are open to anyone. Testing runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and results are usually available within 3 to 5 days. That's our daily briefing for today. Remember that you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. You can dial 211 for statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number is 253-330-8821, where you can call us or text us. If you missed any part of the daily briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org, and catch the Spanish language Reporte Semanal de COVID here on Mondays or on VT Radio Universal's Facebook feed every Wednesday. Stay safe!
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.